What has happened as you have been hearing this book read? Do you find that God is calling you to Himself? Are you eager to follow Christ? This final chapter may help you understand what is happening. Spending some important days in the Bible, perhaps starting with the book of John, will help you even more. No one should reject Christ without reading His words. The next pages read may be some of the most important you will hear. Chapter 11, What Shall I Do? If you have listened to this point, you have shown a serious interest in the most crucial issue you will ever face. What should you do now? In one sense, that question is not worded correctly. A seeker becomes a true Christian because God does something, creating desire for Him and distaste for sin. If God is at work, you cannot help rejecting your independence and coming to Him. You will place your trust in Him because there is nothing else left to trust. You will love Him because He is irresistible to you. You will reject your life of disobedience and autonomy because you cannot bring yourself to love such a life anymore. Interest in that kind of life has died, and you cannot make it live again. You cannot love what you now despise. You can only love what has become lovely. Once a large group of people who were following Jesus in order to see His miracles and hear His wisdom turned and left Him in disgust because of something He had said. They could not appreciate or receive what He was saying. These disciples, meaning only temporary followers but not true Christians in this passage, could not believe the truth about Christ. Here is what happened as we find it in John chapter 6. And He said, that is Jesus, "Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to Me unless it has been granted to him by My Father." From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The Holy Spirit had arrested the minds of these men, excluding Judas, of course, which Jesus goes on to explain. And they could not help but believe and follow Christ. This fact is significant for you. You may be saying the same thing. When the question is put to you, now that you have heard and thought this through, do you have to say, "I do in fact trust Christ, and I do with joy reject a life independent of Him"? Can you say, "I place no hope in anything else other than Christ for my salvation"? And are you willing and quite happy for this benevolent God to be the master of your life without rebellion? Do you desire to follow Him, whether difficult or easy, throughout your entire life? These are the affirmations of an authentic child of God. If this is true for you, you should tell someone else who is spiritually wise. A Christian friend, pastor, or mentor should know of your change in thinking. Ask them to help you as you begin your new life with Christ. As you start your life in Christ, you will see the results of this work of God in your attitudes and behavior. You will not be perfect until heaven, but you will view sin and the lordship of Christ in a very different manner than you used to. When you do sin, ask God to keep you pure and give you strength to resist temptation. He is able and willing to help. You will want to find a church that will appreciate what has happened and can guide you. And you will want to be faithful in that church, asking questions and learning as much as possible. As you might imagine, not every church is the same. At a minimum, attempt to find a church that takes seriously what God says about salvation through faith, not works, and teaches the Bible faithfully. It is most important to read the Bible and pray. A guide to the book of John and the rest of the New Testament is found in the written form of this book. It is helpful if you can meet with a Christian leader or friend who can hear your questions and talk with you about this great book of the Bible. You will be thankful for all you learn. As you read your Bible, you will find that new converts to Christ were baptized in water as a first act of joyful obedience to Christ. Jesus said that you should be baptized as an outward symbolic declaration of new life in Christ. The church you attend can guide you through the Scriptures on this important and exciting way of expressing your faith. Talk to your friends and family about what you have found in Christ. You will have a love for them that perhaps you have never known before. God might even use you to help them understand what it means to be an authentic Christian. Jesus gave this commission to his followers. You will find in these words the plan you should seek to carry out the rest of your life. All authority has been given to me, Jesus said, in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples, that is, new believers, of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.